People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Monday, October 17th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft Office is being phased out, and is Cybersecurity Awareness Month bad for awareness? This is the Business of Tech. Pour one out for Microsoft Office. It's being phased out. Not the products, of course, but the brand. Microsoft Office is being renamed to Microsoft 365. The apps will be part of Microsoft 365 rather than Microsoft Office, and Office.com, the Office mobile app, and the Office app for Windows will be the Microsoft 365 app. It's not entirely gone yet. Office bundles will still be called that for now, although they are a legacy brand. The changes start next month. Why do we care? This is actually quite a big deal. The productivity space is hot. The work layer is where the interest is for both software companies and for IT services companies. And Microsoft's commitment here is obvious. Put your major brand, Microsoft itself, behind this core set of technologies. That's your strategic takeaway. They're leaning into their primary brand. And the idea is to associate the Microsoft name to those core applications, which are now even more important than their Windows business from a positioning perspective. Office is a very, very well-known brand, and the Office 365 branding, or 365 branding, a lot less so. Time will tell if this is the smart play. I'll admit skepticism and say I think this is wasting a core marketing asset, but they both didn't ask me, and it's a lot less important than understanding their priorities. While I'm on marketing, let's talk about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may have noticed I haven't done anything at all about this. That's intentional. I cover the story anyway, so I didn't need more. That said, Axios Markets said what I was thinking, that the marketing efforts could drown out the educational impact of the messaging. The core premise of the month, the idea is that every October, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and the National Cybersecurity Alliance host Cybersecurity Awareness Month to educate individuals about basic cyber hygiene practices and encourage security professionals to reevaluate their organization's cyber strategies. Sales pitches have now become linked to that, plugging products as part of the messaging. Multiple companies have done it, and Axios even quotes, IT management software company Kaseya published a blog post right before the month started titled, How to Win More Business During Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The piece quotes some experts saying there is certainly space to break through the noise and, quote, consultants who advise companies to establish their own cyber awareness and training programs say having a dedicated month-long campaign actually does help. This includes C-level execs more inclined to lead efforts and organizations investing. So I'll also observe that Gartner has coverage in CRN on their new report that spending on cybersecurity is expected to remain robust in 2023, despite fears of a downturn. They estimate that security spending will rise by 11.3% in 2023, compared to the 7.2% increase this year. Why do we care? It would be really easy to jump on the Kaseya bandwagon here, and I'm self-aware enough to note that this piece got further attention by their mention. However, there's two reasons to care. First, let's observe that the entire services space takes the heat for that headline. And second, that major outlets like Axios are watching the IT services space now because of Kaseya, and not because they made headlines for good reasons. That breach resonates. I've been pushing back on cybersecurity opportunism because it's gross, but it's also damaging. If everything becomes a sales pitch, customers will tune it out. Your takeaways are twofold. First, be aware of how your messaging comes across and avoid that here's a scary thing, so buy my product approach. And second, push back on vendors making education less effective who do that same thing. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware is an in-demand and real-time cybersecurity solution that helps businesses reduce their risk of ransomware or other cyber attacks, all with breakthrough simplicity and affordability. With truly continuous vulnerability scanning, even during normal business hours, you'll get real-time alerts of network access and newfound risks, with easy and insightful reports to take action on and report to your customers. Want to learn more? Visit Nodeware.com/partners to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. So I guess all that clutter on the desktop needs to get picked up, but it's also National Pasta Day. So let's focus on that one too. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.